Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord, and today I'm joined by Jessica Werman. She reports for the Dayton Daily News and the Columbus Dispatch from Washington, D.C. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
The Republican plan for redistricting in Ohio has a lot of implications for the Miami Valley. They've proposed a map, and one of the things that it does is combine Mike Turner's 3rd district and Steve Austria's 7th district into the new 10th district, and that may pit them against each other, it seems, in the 2012 election. So just to start, what is that going to mean for the voters here?
Well, first of all, it means you'll have a primary election, and it looks like it has the potential to be bruising. If you look at the new district, the district that's been proposed, it would take most of Montgomery County, Greene County, Fayette, Pickaway, and Fairfield. Now, Montgomery County currently is in Mike Turner's district. Congressman Austria, meanwhile, represents Greene County, Fayette County, Pickaway, Fairfield, and I believe part of Ross County. A lot of these counties, 3 of these counties, are currently in Congressman Austria's district, and one of these counties is in Congressman Turner's district. Now, the implications for the Miami Valley there are a couple of them. First of all, Montgomery County itself is split more significantly than it has been before. Part of it, a bigger chunk, is going to go to House Speaker John Boehner's 8th congressional district. The other implication is that, for all intents and purposes, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, which used to be represented mostly by Congressman Austria and Congressman Turner, and with a little sliver for House Speaker John Boehner, it's going to be represented by 2 folks, Boehner and whoever wins this district.
So when it comes to representing Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, we're basically going from 3 representatives protecting it to 2.
Absolutely. Currently, under the map that currently exists, Congressman Austria represents Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and also keep in mind he represents Clark County right now, so he's got the air base there, which also has a very close relationship with Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Congressman Turner also represents the base, and then Speaker Boehner represents a small sliver of the base. The overwhelming bulk of the base is represented by Congressman Turner and Congressman Austria. Congressman Boehner is a defender of Wright Pat, but he is, well, first of all, he's Speaker of the House. He's got a pretty big job. Second of all, Congressman Boehner, or Speaker Boehner, is he's not somebody who really has traditionally been an earmark person or has not really been into sort of, you know, things that would benefit directly. When he came to Congress, he said, you know, if you hired me to get pork for the district, then you're hiring the wrong guy. He's never been somebody who goes for specific local projects. So, you know, it definitely helps to have the Speaker of the House representing. But, you know, the bulk effect is you go from 3 to 2.
And I want to talk a little bit about Clark County, because there's going to be some changes there, too. What will we see under this new proposed plan?
Clark County is a really interesting county to me. Right now, it is in Congressman Austria's district, and the whole thing is in Congressman Austria's district. Under this, it will be split into 2. A portion of it, the Springfield area, would be under this new map represented by Congressman Jim Jordan of Urbana. He represents currently the 4th congressional district, which includes Champaign County, Logan, Shelby, Auglaize County, and then kind of a swath that goes into kind of north-central Ohio. So he gets Springfield. But the rest, the rural areas, even going over to the western part of the county, would go to Congressman Steve Stivers. He's a Columbus area congressman. But under this new proposal, this is actually one of the more interesting districts. It's sort of an interesting sort of reverse C-shaped swath of Ohio, if you look at it. And it includes Clark County, Madison County, it goes into part of Franklin, and then it turns around, it goes to Highland County, it goes to part of Ross County. So you've got a congressional district that goes from Clark County over to Athens County, part of Athens County. It's a really interesting shaped district, and it's one of the ones that kind of surprises people when they look at the map. It's not really easy to say this is the Miami Valley congressional district. Instead, you've got sort of these districts that aren't particularly regional. Clark County, really hard for me to sort of find a commonality between these 2 regions. So, you know, I think the common bond is basically the districts are sort of drawn along partisan lines.
Ohio Democrats are calling foul on this map proposal. What's the latest?
The Democrats sort of indicated as early as Thursday that they were going to cry foul over this map. On Thursday morning, Ohio Democratic Chairman Chris Redfern said that Democrats were prepared to use every tool at their disposal to fight the map. Redfern also indicated during that press briefing that he was weighing his options for legal challenges. They're looking into a possible referendum campaign. So while the map passed the House on Thursday and it could go to the the Senate, I think, as early as next week. It's possible that we're going to see some pretty strong opposition to this map.
And you can see a copy of the proposed map on our website at wyso.org. I've been speaking with Jessica Werman. She reports for the Dayton Daily News and Columbus Dispatch and is based in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.